There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us, share your story, share your evidence, because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
This is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken. Thank you very much for joining me today. You know, here's the thing. Folks in Minnesota, you know this very well, that if you dress like a kite today, you're in big trouble because it's pretty windy out there today. It's not a good day to be dressing where you could just be flying down the street, and it's very cold. And I just wanted to kind of bring it up because winter is coming here, and it's very obvious. And I would hate to be somebody who is trying to, say, get into a radio station because you need someone to let you in, and while the wind is just blowing you away, that you're stuck outside trying to get a hold of somebody to let you in. But luckily, that didn't happen to me. Even though it might sound like it happened to me, it did happen to me, but, you know, that's okay. We're good now. I know, Sasha, I said I wasn't going to publicly say it, but I lied. I just lied, and that's just how it goes. The thing about the weather, though, is sometimes you kind of are like, well, geez, what can happen that maybe we can get some better forecasting out of or something? Maybe we need someone like a medium. Maybe we need someone to be able to forecast it out differently and be able to see kind of further out just in their own mind, maybe give us some clue of what's going on. And that's what I'm excited about today. Today, our guest is psychic medium and tarot card reader Anne. Anne has a lifetime of intuitive experience. She spends her time traveling throughout the Midwest and her home state of Arizona, providing her services at conventions, mediumship galleries, psychic fairs, and her weekly Facebook Live broadcast. Actually, it's sometimes twice a week. Anne, welcome to Ghost Box Radio.
Thank you, Greg. It's an honor to be here.
Well, thank you very much. Now, Anne loves helping people using her gifts and would love to help you. Today on our show, she is giving away free one-question readings for anyone during the show today. So what you need to do, you can call in at 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. Or you can use the Facebook chat room. We are live right now on facebook.com/AM950, AM950 radio. Let me say it all, I guess. And in the chats, you can leave comments if you have, if you'd like Anne to read for you. We'll go off that. Or you can send us an email. Our email address is comment@am950radio.com. That's comment@am950radio.com. Throughout this show, if you have a request for a reading, please do so. She has graciously agreed to do one-question readings today to help with insight about anything going on in your life. This is a fantastic opportunity to get a reading that is meaningful and hopefully helpful. But I do want to say this. Let's not make this political. We want to keep the tone light and helpful to you. You can always schedule a private reading with Anne at www.onae.org if there's something bigger you'd like to discuss with her privately. So, you know, why don't we get started here? And, you know, I'm hoping that we're going to have some folks send in some requests for you to read. Now, you and I have done this sort of thing before on some of my other shows, and it amazes me every time we do this, how you are dead on with the people that you are reading. And they may not say it at that moment because they're just kind of taking it all in, but I've had so many people respond afterwards and say, geez, you know what? She knew exactly what was going on, and it was pretty crazy. I suppose you get that sort of thing a lot. And I say this without you trying to, like, you know, you're not getting a big head over it, but it's just the truth though, right?
Yes, actually it is. That's what makes me keep going on and doing what I do.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, there's so much that is, you know, that I've seen since I've worked with you on a number of projects that it just kind of blows my mind in terms of how much you get people to be, you know, you just get them to really open up. And it's really pretty incredible. Why don't we do this? To kind of get the ball rolling here, would you read for me?
I sure will.
And would you mind letting folks know, because they're going to hear some noises in the background, like just like that. Could you tell them what you're doing to kind of give them a little bit of a understanding of what's happening?
Well, I'm focusing on you, and I am shuffling the cards while I do that.
Okay.
And just kind of grabbing your energy, communicating with your guides, and so as I shuffle the cards, and the deck is about, I don't know, 72 to 78 cards in a deck, depending upon what kind of decks you use.
Okay.
And I only draw a few cards or a few, you know, there's a certain amount of cards, but those are the cards that are definitely meant for you to have. And that's what, you know, spirit is basically having you focus on and the answer that you're needing to hear. I like to focus on the, you know, what's going to be a healing message for you mostly, and how to help guide in a positive way.
Okay.
And let's see here. I drew the Sun card for you and the Three of Cups and Knight of Rods. And I'm laying them out in what I call my version of a fied Celtic cross. And with that, you've got like the heart of the matter. And the Sun card is the heart of the matter here for you. And this is all about celebration and happiness and joy. And that's what's going on in your life right now. Did you have a specific question that you want me to focus on, Greg? Or did you want me to just kind of go and just tell you all about it?
Okay, I have a specific question.
Okay.
And that question is that I had a really interesting meeting with somebody this week that was kind of unexpected. And I want to know if that's going to lead to something bigger.
I feel like, yes, it is. You've got a good foundation for what it is that you're doing. You've been doing a lot of soul searching and learning about whatever this is that you've been wanting to do. And it does look like here, as far as the time frame, I have, like in the time frame slot here, I have the Five of Cups, which represents to me, for time frame wise, this could be, you know, you might be hearing some good news because you've got the Sun card as the heart of the matter, which is bring joy and happiness. And for time frame for that, this is, you know, probably within 3 to 5 days or around that. So this is going to be some quick stuff happening here for you, because right next to the time frame card, I've got the Knight of Rods, which means quick action, fiery, creative action happening here for you. And it does look like here that, you know, and then also what the Knight of Rods represents for you, Greg, is time frame can be Sagittarius, as soon as Sagittarius, which is coming up really soon. And the time frame for Sagittarius, when I go with the rods, that the rods represent fire. Fire signs are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. And Sagittarius is 11/22 through December 21st. So that's the around time frame you should be looking at, that all these things will start to be happening for you. But you're going to be hearing some good news probably within a week, within or around a week, that will be kind of leading you to this new passion, and good news is coming as far as something that you've been wanting, because you have the Ace of Cups in the near future, along with the Six of Cups, which means good news is happening here for you. There's Three of Cups here, which is celebration. You just got to figure out exactly what you need to make sure that you get there and move forward with that, because I do not hesitate in taking action in this, because it looks like here that it's going to lead to positive things flowing for you, moving into smoother times as far as, and making things work for you and flow naturally and smoothly for you. And it, you've got double aces here. So this in your initial layout, which represents a lot of new beginnings, creative beginnings. And you, the strength card is on top of all that, which tells me you have the strength and the ability to make this happen. You have the creative ability. You also have the connections that you're needing with this. And it's a decision that you've made, but now it's just, have faith. That's basically where we're ending it, is just have faith that this is happening for you.
Now, one of the things I notice, because I have watched other tarot card readers, especially when they do it online, and this is not a criticism of what they do, because one thing I've learned over my years is that everyone does something differently. It's not one is better than the other. But, you know, I tend to see them giving one card and basing a reading off of that. But you have laid out a number of cards just now for
yes.
me.
Yes. Yeah. I have this horrible habit of not being able to handle just one card or just a few cards, because I like a little bit more meat in my story. I like to give you a little bit more facts, a little bit more guidance, and not be so vague. I mean, yes, it is kind of general in a sense where I'm not getting to specifically what you're talking about, but what is affecting your thoughts and your desires and what you are focusing on. And it will give you a little bit more guidance, where maybe, you know, one card will be like, yeah, it could, good news coming. Yep. You know, you just keep going. But this gives you a little bit more in depth of a reading for you.
No, that's good. That's really good. So with that being said, I do have people on the line that are ready to take readings. For those, I'm going to hold off to the second segment only because there's only about a minute left in this segment. So I don't want to have anyone have to rush or anything. So I just want to say, Cindy, Daniel, we'll get to you after the break. Please continue holding on. I really appreciate it. But, you know, I do also want to just remind everybody that we're going to have Anne on probably... you know, if Anne will have us once a month. And what we'll end up doing during that time is just making sure that everyone has a, you know, has an opportunity for these. But if you have something more in depth that you want to talk with Anne about, feel free to schedule a reading with her. And her address to do so is www.anne.org, O-N-A-E.org. And from there, what we'll do, you know, what you'll do is you'll be able to schedule a reading with her for a half an hour, an hour, and really get to the nub of it. But we're going to come back with more of this. We're going to take our first break. We're going to talk with Anne. We have some one-question readings. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. With the recent round of storms that came through the Twin Cities, some of you may have sustained damage to your roofing, siding, or windows. Call Snap Construction, the company we trust, to see if you sustained damage. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, and window company in the metro. Ryan, how are you able to help people that may have had damage from these storms?
Well, Chad, with experience, we've helped thousands of Minnesotans with their storm damage claims. If you suspect your home has damage or was denied in the past, give us a call for your free inspection. It can take up to a year for hail and wind damage to reveal itself. The insurance process can be complicated. We make it easy. We use the same costing software that all insurance companies rely on. As always, we stand behind our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. Don't wait. Call us for your free estimate or inspection today. 612-333-SNAP. 612-333-SNAP.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We are experienced in making this process as smooth and as easy as possible. Whether it is with pricing your home or assistance in finding movers or any other professionals that you might need to help get your home ready, we are here for you. Take the worry away and give us a call today at 651-303-0019. Again, that is 651-303-0019 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Finding the best foods the Twin Cities has to offer is easy with EatLocalMinnesota.com. Offering the top local and independently owned restaurants, EatLocalMinnesota.com has everything from burger joints to cocktails and fine dining. Cafe Latte's award-winning gourmet cafeteria has reopened to indoor dining at 50% capacity, so come check out their pizza and wine bar, or get a treat from the bakery made fresh daily. Plus, they still have online ordering and takeout, along with gift cards at CafeLatte.com. That's Cafe Latte, located off Victoria and Grand in St. Paul.
The weather might be cooler, but Crooner Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65 still has some great ways to enjoy outdoor concerts while staying warm. They've upgraded their main tent stage with a brand new state-of-the-art custom heating system while still making sure all tables are socially distanced and tent sheltered. It's a great way to enjoy live music outside while still staying warm. Reservations at croonersmn.com.
Hey, this is Brad Friedman, your friendly investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, and all-around swell fellow, says me, from bradblog.com. Join me and Desi Doyen weeknights on AM 950 at 7 p.m. for the Bradcast. 1 hour of interviews, analysis, news, and snark that you need but won't get from the corporate media. Join me for the Bradcast, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on the progressive voice of Minnesota, AM 950. My name is Greg Bakken. Thank you for joining us. Our guest today is psychic medium, tarot card reader, Anne. And as I said at the top of the show, she is giving away free one-question readings today during the show. And you can call in at 952-946-6205 if you'd like a reading. You could also leave something in the Facebook chat room. I'll be going into there also and grabbing some folks. That's facebook.com/AM950radio. Or you could send us an email. In the email address is comment@AM950radio.com. And remember, folks, this is meant to be, you know, the tone's meant to be light, not political. So please, you know, keep it at that. We're going to go, Anne, to, we're going to start with Cindy, who's on the phone. And Cindy, do you have a question that you'd like to ask Anne?
I was thinking more of just a general guidance reading. And maybe I'll come up with a question, but.
No, that's fine.
And thank you so much.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Let's see what we got here for you. I'm going to shuffle the cards and concentrate. And where are you located, Cindy?
I'm in Minneapolis.
Ah, so I guess you're dealing with the wind there, too?
So windy and cold.
Well, hopefully no one locked you out. Oh, I'm sorry, Sasha. Sorry, I didn't. You're listening. I forgot.
All right. Well, we got here for you, Cindy. Let's see. I'm dividing the cards up, cutting the deck. And I drew a blue 4 and a green 9. And what that represents to me is, when I cut the deck, is blue is contentment and 4s represent a good foundation, solid foundation. And when it comes to the green, that typically represents for me financial or materialistic kind of thing. And the 9 represents ending. So if you're having any difficulties or anything going on with the, or like maybe some kind of contracts or something, whatever it is that's going on with some kind of materialistic kind of thing or financial thing, it does look like here the 9 is representing, if there's any struggles with that, then it's over. Okay. You're just kind of done. And with that, and it's all going to be changing. And the reason I'm saying changing also is because when I did draw for you, the heart of the matter, the first card here that I have in this reading for you is the death card. And that is not a card to be afraid of. It's actually a very good card for you, especially when, with the other cards that I've got laid out here for you, it's a time of change, a time of transformation and changes in your life. It is time for you to release the old and what's not working for you and move towards what you're wanting to do. And what I have here right next to that is the Chariot. It's something that you've been waiting for. You've been ready and waiting for this thing. And then the Chariot is representing motivation. You are now changing and moving forward and you are motivated. And it looks like here just recently something was presented to you from the recent past. It shows I've got the 4 of Cups with the 3 of Pentacles. So this means something, you were recognized for some kind of thing. And it's showing here that something from that has brought, you know, an opportunity for you, which is bringing the change that you've been waiting for and hoping for. If this has not happened yet, it is probably right on, you know, right there on its way for you, because it's for the time frame I have here, the 4 of Rods, which represents time frame for me. Typically, it can represent it within or around 4 weeks. So, and it's a lot of learning, a lot of soul searching you've been doing lately. And that's the advice basically of the card, is just kind of when it comes to making decisions and moving forward with this that you seem to be very motivated by and going to be very proud of yourself, because I got double success cards going shooting right across from the motivation. So, and it's saying here, all that work has been worth the investment. You're going to find that in the near future that you're going to be like, wow, okay, all that I've been doing, investing in, you know, emotionally, physically, you know, financially, whatever it is, it's worth the investment. It's coming, because you've got the 6 of Swords here also, which shows, leading to the Sun card, shows you are going into smoother, more joyous times. It does look like here, you're going to find your niche. If you haven't found it yet, you're going to be finding your niche. Whatever that represents, you're just going to kind of feel like you know where you belong, and you're going to be very successful with that, because you're going to feel at home basically with it.
Ooh, that sounds lovely. That sounds wonderful. I have goosebumps.
Good.
Okay, good.
Good. All right.
That sounds great, Anne. Thank you so much.
Well, You're welcome, hon.
Thank you so much for calling in, Cindy. Really appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we're going to be moving along here. This is our short segment. So we're going to take a question from the Facebook chat. So if we end up having to cut it off, we could pick it up where we left off. How does that sound, Anae?
Sounds good.
So Mary Ann has put into the chat on Facebook, not sure if I'm going in right direction in career and life. Do you have any insight for me?
Okay, Mary Ann, let's see what we got here for you. I'm going to shuffle the cards and see if you're going in the right direction and get some insight. You know, I haven't even finished shuffling the cards yet, but I, you know, what happens is I read the cards, but I also get messages, you know, just kind of flowing in from spirit, what I call spirit and energy. And I'm getting a yes. I feel like you are definitely on the right path. And it's, you know, you're not alone. So if there's some kind of situation, whether it's a partnership of some sort, whether it be a relationship or just in something that you're very passionate about, I'm feeling like you're definitely not alone there. And but you might not be seeing it right now, because what I have here for you, what I drew up for you, is the moon card. And that's the heart of the matter. And what that represents to me is that it's unknown yet. It's not, you can't see it because it's still hidden. There's still more things that you're needing to move forward with. And one of those things really is to listen to your intuition. And because I have the High Priestess here in the now position for this. And sometimes when we can't see what's going on or what we don't know what to expect, we kind of focus on the fear and the unknown, and that can kind of snowball on us. But it's saying here, basically, you need to kind of just release the past. What didn't work for you before, just, you know, what was the past, leave it in the past now, because you need to really get into soul searching here as to what you're wanting, and then focus on that. Because it's saying here, focus on the positive with this. And it shows here the Ten of Cups is basically, once you make that decision, that's going to lead you on the path that you're going to feel confident in. It's as if you're just going to, you know, in faith, just kind of take that step forward. And it's just like the ground is just going to meet you. And just because you're having faith, it's just going to come up and meet you. I do see you moving into smoother times and moving on the path that you're wanting. Because I have here the Knight of Pentacles with this, and that represents, with the Eight of Cups, that represents moving towards what you're needing to do and taking the action for a financial situation. And it does look like here things around the home are going to be getting better. I've got the Ace of Cups around the home card, and even if this means work at home, that means that looks like that's happening and it's going to be getting better for you also. But it does look like here, one of the things that you tend to stress about, or it looks like you're stressing about, is separation of some sort, divide, separation, and maybe things coming and blocking, you know, you from getting to where you're wanting to be. And it's saying here, you've got cards here that represent strength, and the Seven of Rods, which represents overcoming the obstacles, or what you feel is, you know, what you're having to deal with, all these things coming at you. And it does look like here, you have the strength to overcome that. So don't worry about whatever these obstacles are, or whatever, you know, whether it be delays or separation or bumps in the road in some sort. Don't worry about it. You have the strength and the ability within you to manage and handle the situation perfectly, because we end up with the Ten of Pentacles, which, okay, again, is abundance.
Okay, sounds good. We're going to be taking another break here, coming up here. Come back. We have Daniel, Robert, and Terry on the line that we'll get to. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Alicia Luther-Tom, certified financial planner with an all-women team at RBC Wealth Management. Making sure you and your loved ones can live comfortably in the future starts with the choices you make today. During times like these, having a trusted investment team is more important than ever. We practice social distancing and can work with clients remotely. This is Alicia Luther-Toms at 612-770-4460 or alicia.luther.toms@rbc.com.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, SIPC.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake would like to say Pini Gigi for all your support these last 3 years. We discuss national and local Native news and events. Weekly correspondents bring us updates and information from all over Turtle Island.
Native Roots Radio I'm Awake is supported by Robbins Kaplan, LLP. dedicated to redefining high-stakes litigation representation in Indian country.
Saturdays live 1 to 3. Free Leonard Peltier.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Howdy, everyone. I'm Matt McNeil. Join me every weekday at 3 p.m. for the aptly titled Matt McNeil Show. Of course, we talk politics with a progressive slant. I talk about being a 50-year-old Army veteran with a wife and three kids living in Minnesota. And I also talk about goofy stuff, a lot of it. And we'd love to hear from you, too. Call us at 952-946-6205 or post on the Facebook live feeds. And you can podcast the show at iTunes and AM950radio.com. The Matt McNeil Show, 3 p.m. weekdays at AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Cafe Latte combines a cafe dining experience with gourmet quality food. And right now, Cafe Latte has reopened to indoor dining at 50% capacity. So come check out their pizza and wine bar or get a treat from the bakery made fresh daily. Plus, you can still do online ordering and takeout along with gift cards. Just go to cafelatte.com and choose from their ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. Cafe Latte is located off Victoria and Grand and online at cafelatte.com.
Every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on both my Facebook profile page and my Ghostbox Radio Facebook page, which is facebook.com/MNGhostbox, you can see me do a live spirit box session as I try to reach out to your loved ones. You know, I don't guarantee responses, but I do guarantee a respectful communication with spirits. It's very interactive. I'm pretty sure that you're going to find something interesting going on there. Why don't you join me tonight at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time for my live Spirit Box session and see what it's like. And if you want to send me a note, ask me a question, or need my help for a paranormal investigation of your business or home, send me an email, greg@ghostboxradio.com. That's greg@ghostboxradio.com. You can reach out to me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, which is @gregbert007, or my paranormal account @mnghostbox. Also, if you miss Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken live on Sundays, AM 950 replays these episodes Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time, or you can listen anytime by going to Spotify or iTunes after listening. You know, if possible, please leave a positive review for my show. It really helps getting the word out there that it's happening. Now we return to our guest today, psychic medium, tarot card reader, Anne. You know, we've got a lot of folks very interested in hearing from her, so we're just going to get to it. We're going to go to the phone lines now, and we're going to go to Daniel from Staten Island. And Daniel, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. You got a question for Anne?
Yeah, hi, Anne.
Hi, Daniel. How are you?
I'm good. It's me and Vanessa here. We love you.
Love you guys, too.
just calling to try to get a general reading, you know, just to pull a card for me, please.
Sure. All right. Thank you. Shuffle the cards right now and see and focus on you. And, you know, I don't know what the question is that you kind of have in your mind already, but I'm getting a yes. So and they're showing me something about a financial situation. So if there's some kind of new thing that's coming up here for you financially, it does look like it is going to be positive, because they're showing me the Ace of Pentacles, and I'm getting a yes. So, but, and also again here, I cut the deck, and it does show here passion. And so whatever this is, you're not alone. You've got partnership and also celebration. It does look like here with that, it does look like the Ten of Cups is here, which shows the epitome of love and happiness is the heart of the matter for you. And it does look like here, celebration. And, but also it does look here, I see you learning something new, Daniel. I see you focusing on something. You're working hard at it. You're really good at what you're doing, because you're, and you're celebrating. You're taking the actions that you need to move forward with this. And it does look like for a financial situation. And it's saying here, just have faith. Whatever your passion is right now, it's coming your way. So I see you stressing, but whatever it is, and you know, I see you making plans and communicating ideas and stuff, but it does look like here that things are going to be getting better for you really quick, and kind of settling where you're wanting to be in the time frame of Sagittarius. At least that's what I'm feeling. It's Sagittarius. It's a fire sign. So, and Sagittarius is coming up. It's right around the corner. So just keep having the faith, keep moving forward and focusing on your goals. Tonight is a full or a new moon in Scorpio. So that is a great time to start focusing on new goals and things like that and things that you're trying to accomplish. So just kind of like start writing a goal or something or whatever it is that you're wanting to do. Focus on that and write it down. And just know that tonight is the new moon in Scorpio. And that's a great time, great energy for new beginnings.
Thank you so much. Vanessa and I did that all day.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Daniel, and I hope that resonates and helps.
Oh, that's perfect. That means so much. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, hon. Thank
you for the call. Really appreciate it. Now we go over to Robert, who has been patiently waiting. Robert, how are you today?
Hey, doing great, and I just want to welcome you to the AM 950. This is just a great show. Oh. You should be on at midnight, like Art Bell used to be. This is awesome.
Thank you. What we always thought about was the old Art Bell shows. Absolutely. So that's very kind of you. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm really into it. So, hey, I want to ask your psychic. I have some things coming up career-wise. I wonder if she can give me some insight or guidance. And again, welcome Ghostbox Radio to AM 950.
Oh, thank you.
Well, hi, Robert.
Hi.
My name is Anne, and I am focusing on your career. And it's saying here, you just started something new, a new path. And it does look like here, whatever you added to it is definitely taking you, because they're showing me plus signs. So whatever you added, whatever plus sign represents for you, it's leading to abundance. Definitely. You've got the Ten of Pentacles here as the heart of the matter. So whatever this is financially, the Sun card is shining on it, and it is leading you into smoother times. So I'm going to say, when it comes to taking action, as far as this is concerned, and maybe even signing some kind of contracts of whatever, that does look like here, because you got the Justice card, you got the Ace of Swords. This represents possibly signing of papers. Your wish is there. So don't hesitate in moving forward with this. Again, of course, when it comes to a legal situation, make sure you have legal advice and legal assistance when it comes to dotting your I's, crossing your T's. But as far as that is concerned, you've got double aces right here with, Ace of Swords, Ace of Pentacles. That represents, and it's leading to the Star card right next to that with the Strength card. So, and the Six of Rods, this all represents positive new beginnings here around a financial situation. Listen to your intuition. It's guiding you right. So just whatever it is that it's in your gut that's steering you in the direction that you're going in, it's definitely adding, and you're on the right path.
Oh, thank you so much.
With you.
It really does. It really does. Thank you so much.
Oh, good.
Thank you,
hon. Robert, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for listening.
Yes.
All right. So why don't we move along to Terry, who's been on the line patiently waiting also. How are you doing today, Terry?
Oh, I am doing fabulously, even in the wind.
Well, you probably didn't have anyone locking you out of places. So I keep forgetting. I'm not supposed to keep saying that. All right, Terry, what do you got?
Well, hello, Anne. I thought I'd try, and I don't do this often, but I thought I'd try it this afternoon because I've been listening to you, and I'm very interested in what you've been saying to other people. And basically, I'm on lifetime disability, and I just turned 64 on the 26th of October, and I'll be retiring next year. And I was wondering if you could give me some insight on what my future looks like.
Sure, hon. Let me just cut the deck for you. Let's see what we got here for you. Ooh, new beginnings. So it shows here, as far as that is concerned, yes, you might be on, you know, a lifetime disability and you're retiring, but this looks like here you're going after right from there, right from the start, the get-go. It looks like here you already have a passion or some kind of thing that you're wanting to accomplish and move forward with. And this is going to be providing you the opportunity and the time to do that and move forward with it. So it does look like here you something you have a good foundation for. Your house and your home seems to be your main focus at the moment. And it looks like here basically just kind of having faith with these new beginnings. It, you know, right now you're kind of, you know, in limbo waiting and just kind of it just says basically have faith because we've got the Fool card here, which represents new beginnings. Just take a chance. Just have faith with this because some news is coming in really quick for you that is going to be leading you. It's good news, too, that's leading you to sudden changes for yourself and moving towards what you're wanting to move towards. You're just trying to figure out exactly what you need to do to get there. And it's as if the news is just going to kind of just flow in already for you at when the timing is right. So whatever it is you're focusing on, keep, you know, and it's a passion because it says passion here for me, that move forward with it. It's already kind of in the process already, like maybe growth and things are happening for you as far as that is concerned, but things are going to start changing for you really soon in the near future. I've got news coming in and I hope that resonates with you, hon.
Yeah, it does. It certainly does, and you're pretty, like Greg mentioned at the beginning of the show today, you're pretty spot on. So
okay.
I'll be looking and watching what goes on, and maybe within the next month, the next time you're on, I'll call in again and see if I can let you know what happened.
Great. I love feedback.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be looking
forward
to your call.
Well, thank you, thank you, Greg. You got a great show, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much, Terry. And I'm glad that this was helpful. Thank you so much.
Yep. Bye now.
Bye-bye. So, Anne, you know, the question I have is, you know, we've done, you, I've done nothing. It's actually a very easy show for me. But you have now done, in a matter of, I'd say, 9 minutes, you've done three readings. You've made three people, you know, really think, made them very happy. How do you go, like, from reading to reading to reading so quickly, you know? How does that work? I mean, how do you feel after just doing three rapid readings?
Energized. I feel amped. I feel like I got a lot of vibration and rapid vibration and energy. So it's kind of like a high.
Right.
But to be able to go from reading to reading to reading is basically it's just downloads. It just kind of I ask spirit to please just kind of whatever, you know, their message is, it's a healing message and guidance and, you know, loving guidance and that it resonates and it's accurate. And that's what I'm hoping for with my messages and my readings is that I am helping guide people and I'm helping heal people with messages or guidance. And it just flows.
You're a conduit, basically, right? I mean,
yes,
because it's none of this is coming from your own mind per se. It's all messages that are being delivered via you as the conduit.
Yes, I feel that way because one, a lot of the readings that people come and they give me feedback on stuff, I have no recollection of what I say sometimes within minutes of even reading because it's not even meant for me to hold on to. It's just for me to just relay the message.
Okay. So, and that makes sense. I mean, because I've seen you read before and I've seen people come up to you and say, you know, like, oh, what you said to me, you know, earlier today, that was really meaningful. And you kind of are not always sure what that was. And I think people need to understand that that's not a reflection on them. It's more of just the process of you getting that information.
Yes. It just flows. And the energy is just so high for me right now that like the higher I am, the more energy I'm having, you know, around me with all spirits and then the person that I'm reading for, all that energy I'm holding on to and it just kind of flows. And so I'm able to just kind of relay all that messages.
No, that sounds good. And it's a reminder to everybody, too, that if we don't get you on today, please know that, you know, if as long as Anne is happy coming back, that we'd like to have her back on a regular basis. But also feel free to set up a a reading with her, a private reading, either a 30-minute or 60-minute reading. You're going to get really in-depth stuff here. And a couple questions that I've seen on Facebook I think are more for private readings. You can do that by going to www.onae.org and schedule a reading there. It's a really nice website. Somebody worked really hard on that. And then also to follow her on Facebook, you go to facebook.com/tarot by Anae. And you can see when she's live. She does regular live shows of what we're doing now, but she does that. And it gets filled up very quickly, but it's really cool to be able to do that. What we're going to do, we're going to take our final break here in about 30 seconds. And I want to let you know, like, Laureen, I know that you're on the line. We'll get to you after break. We're also going to get to Sasha after the break, too. And then we're just going to kind of finish up here with a very very energetic, because even though I'm not doing the readings, I'm feeling energized too on A. I mean, I just kind of feel it too. So this is very exciting.
You are an empath and intuitive, so.
There you go.
You should.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950.
I'm John Peterson of Ferndale Market, and I'm the third generation to grow turkeys on our family farm in Cannon Falls. We've grown our turkeys the same way since 1939, free range and without antibiotics. Each year, we raise a special flock for our fresh Thanksgiving turkey program. You can reserve a fresh turkey for curbside pickup at our on-farm store in Cannon Falls, or find a retail partner near you at ferndalemarket.com. We are grateful for your support of our local, independent family farm.
I'm Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine and host of Green Tea Conversations, a new show for people who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and play a more active role in their family's well-being. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts who share the latest in natural holistic approaches in a fun and informative way. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
Hazel's Northeast is back and offering some of the most creatively prepared comfort food you'll find. Delicious breakfast options include the slow-cooked brisket hash, chicken fried steak, and the famed drunken banana French toast. Or for lunch and dinner, there's Swedish meatballs, wild rice gumbo, and more. Hazel's Northeast is open Wednesdays through Saturdays, 8 to 8, and Sundays, 9 to 2. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family-owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis. Make your reservation now at hazelsne2go.com.
Hi, everyone. Matt McNeil here. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much to all the AM 950 listeners who've become members of the radio station. The pandemic has hit our economy hard, and your generous support has helped ensure Progressive Radio stays on the air in Minneapolis-St. Paul. With this upcoming election, it's vitally important to make sure a progressive voice is an option in Minnesota. If you're interested in becoming a member, head over to our webpage, am950radio.com, and click on the membership link. It's really easy to sign up, and you can either make a one-time donation or become a sustaining member with either a monthly or quarterly donation option. And your membership comes with the added bonus of special members-only content. We have brand new interviews with great guests like national host Tom Hartman, politicians and authors. We also revisit classic interviews with new perspectives. These are interviews only available to the members. Once again, go to am950radio.com and sign up to become a member today. Thanks for helping keep the station on the air, and thanks for listening to AM950.
It's just a few weeks before winter officially settles in, and that means the holidays are almost here. So when was the last time your carpet was really clean? Like Zero Res Clean. Other carpet cleaners use soaps and detergents that act as dirt magnets and cultures for bacteria. With Zero Res and their patented powered water, they don't clean with harsh chemicals or soaps, and their process cleans better. Schedule your holiday cleaning today and get 3 rooms clean starting at just $149 and take $50 off when you get your air ducts cleaned. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com.
And for our final segment on Ghost Box Radio, we are continuing our one-question live readings with psychic medium tarot card reader Ane, and I'm going to kind of step aside here because we have a number of people who would still like to get a reading. I'm going to try to get in as many people as possible. Please remember that if we don't get you in, we will have Ane on again probably within a month or so. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we can make it work for everybody. I'm going to go to the phone lines now, and we're going to talk with Laureen. Hi, Laureen. How are you doing today?
Hi, very good. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You have a question for Ane.
Yes, I do. Thank you, Ane. I would like to know if my estranged daughter will resume a close relationship with me again.
Okay. Hi, Laureen. Let me focus on you for you, honey. I do feel a lot of sadness. I'm getting chills. So there's definitely somebody that has already passed over that is kind of watching over the both of you. Oh, I got such chills. I do feel that they are on the other side working for you towards healing that. And I keep getting chills. So there's definitely some energy here that has crossed over and is definitely connected with you. I divided the deck, Laureen, and I got the number 7. And that represents, you know, for me, that is a spiritual number. And I really feel like even though there is the conflict there, and I see you waiting and hoping, it's a bittersweet situation in the in the near future. But it does look like, from what I'm laying out here, hon, it does look like there's changes happening here for you, and to just have faith, because it does look like news is coming in. It's definitely, it does show the connection between the mother and daughter. It's like definitely child card here, and there's growth here happening. So just kind of whatever it is that you're doing, you know, praying, healing, asking for healing for the both of you, focus tonight on the new moon in Scorpio, which is a great time for new beginnings. And because I do see, even though I see all the swords here that are about the conflict and separation, the near future is all beautiful. You've got the Sun card, the Temperance, the Empress, and the Four of Rods, which means it's definitely an emotional situation here, but it's going, you're headed towards joy and happiness and making things start to work out. It might be slow, but I do see here growth for you with that. So, and you guys do have a good foundation. It's just something happened, and now it's just a time of healing. And I do feel like that it does look like here there is something coming here for you as far as a healing and probably reconnection. And I hope that helps.
So good to hear.
I hope I hope everything works out well for you, Laureen. And please follow up with us if you like, and let us know how things work out.
Thank you for the wonderful reading today.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome, hon.
Thank you very much. We're going to go over to Wendy now. Hi, Wendy. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. You have a question for Ane.
I do, Ane. Thank you. I'm recently retired, and I'm wondering what I should be focusing on right now.
Okay. Let's see what we got here for you, my dear. Yeah. I'm going to shuffle the cards. And they're telling me you need to start journaling, because this is going to help you, like, have a routine in the morning and writing down just anything, like, and you can start off with like asking the universe, like, please just help me figure out what exactly I want and what is my passion, and figure out where you've been, like, what lights a fire in you, and then start journaling that. Because with that, I dealt the cards and cut the deck, I've got a 9 in contentment, which means you, whatever this is that's happening and these changes that are happening here for you, it's bringing contentment. So if you've been stressing about anything, it's time for you to relax now. Start focusing on what your desire is, because it says you've got here in the heart of the matter, the Ace of Cups. So it's about passion for you. Whatever it is that you're wanting, it's passion. Right now you're not feeling good. There's things, you know, insecurities going on and uncertainties right now. But once you start focusing on your passion, and because there's several, there's like three to five different things that you've been wanting to do. And it's now you're having the time to do it. So start focusing on which one is the most important and the easiest to accomplish, and move forward towards that, because I do see you moving towards happiness. You've got the 8 of Cups, which represents moving on a path, and it does look like here moving towards the 10 of Cups, which is the epitome of love and happiness. I do have, for time frame for you, though, it does look like here it's an earth sign. So that would be Like the next one is Capricorn. So the time frame is Capricorn, which would be probably the end of January or end of December, beginning of January, that kind of time frame might be when you're going to start to really start to focus on what you're wanting and start making actions towards that, because you've got double tens here, and that represents new beginnings, abundance, happiness. And it does look like here with your retirement, you're not going to be retired. You are definitely moving forward and taking action towards things that you've been wanting. And it will definitely be where you're going to get your recognition, and it leads to success in that. So just keep focusing on journaling. That's what they keep saying over my head, journaling. And I'm going to leave that with you, Hannah, and I hope that helps.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And thank you very much, Wendy, for the call. I hope retirement treats you well.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Anne, can you do a reading in about 2 minutes worth? Because I'd like to get to Sasha, and if not, we can do his after the show if you like.
Sure. What does Sasha have for me?
Hi, Anne. Hi, Greg. Greg, you know, I'm sorry about leaving you outside.
You're not sorry.
Yeah,
don't
I'm sorry.
Even pretend.
In my defense, our camera seems that it usually lets me know you're here. Looks like it has a little ice on it.
Is there an excuse card in the tarot deck, Anne? Because I think that's what you're pulling right now.
There's a karma one.
Oh, yeah. Let's hope not. Let's hope it doesn't come up. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure, but... Anyways, I'm young. I just got out of college and in 2020, so you can imagine things have been kind of hectic. And I'm looking for some sort of stability, some sense of stability in just, you know, money.
Well, it's coming your way.
Yeah?
Yes, it is. I have here you have been focusing on your desires and what you've been wanting and listening to your intuition, listening to your gut. And it's leading you to recognition. And you've got the Knight of Pentacles here with the Three of Pentacles. That represents recognition in what you're doing, the actions that you're taking in a financial situation or what you're needing to do financially to get there. It sometimes might seem like a bittersweet situation, but at the same time, it's leading you into your wish. It's leading you towards your wish of what you're wanting. Because you've got the wish card in the near future. It does look like here for time frame, I've got swords here for the time frame, and that represents it could be at any time, but it's the number three seems to be standing out. So this could be like within 3 months or 3 days or 3 weeks. But something is definitely happening, and it's happening quick for you. So, you know, just have focus on what you're really wanting, where you're wanting to go, and make that decision. Because once you make that decision, it seems like everything's just going to start to flow and move already for you, towards you, and what your goals and what you're wanting. Because I do see in the near future, just jumping to the final outcome, the Four of Cups. That represents something is coming your way. There's an opportunity being presented to you. It's already on the way because the Wheel of Fortune is right next to it. Possibly having to do with somebody with an initial M, N, A, or T.
And
possibly V.
And I'm going to end it right there. Anne, thank you very much for joining us today. You can reach out to her going to facebook.com/tarot by Anne. You could see what she's doing there. You could schedule a private reading with her at www.onae.org. This has been Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota AM 950. Thank you for joining me, and I will see you next week. Take care, everyone.
Next Chapter Booksellers can help you find that perfect book. They have free home delivery with